the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the turn. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Eddie. Boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101, Saving the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm butt that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
Thank y'all for joining me for another powerful show today. Hey, I you know, it was a lot going on before I came on the show today. You know, I'll say this, you know, the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay. So, like I said, I'm excited about it. So, like I said, GKB is moving to host the draft. ESPN 94.5 will be live from Green Bay. And like I said, you know, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. So once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the show today. I'll tell you this. This is what's going on. I'm telling you, it's all over the place. It was a missing girl out here, Jamari Hodges, that after I left the show, the family came into the Third Street Market Hall, came into the studio. We made a plea to the community to help find her, help bring her home. And when we posted the video, it instantly went viral. And thank God that
it had over 4,000 shares.
Yeah, 4,000 shares. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And we found her. We got her this morning. So the mom is working with her daughter right now. And I'll tell you this. This is why we have the power of spreading information, working quickly. And this is the thing. This is what I want y'all to know. If we don't do it, it's not going to get done. Understand what I'm saying. And when girls run away, only reason I look for runaway girls, because a lot of y'all be like, y'all got negative stereotypes on these girls or these boys. But running away is not that far from human trafficking. A runaway idea is not too far off from being groomed, from grooming, and human trafficking. And many times, how I got involved in human trafficking and finding out about it was from going to look for the girl when she ran away. Grooming. Maybe somebody's grooming them. Maybe it's human trafficking, but I found this out from firsthand knowledge, Truth Nation. So this is why if the mother or the loved one or the guardian don't know where the girl is, no matter how she left the house, especially if she's 13 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, 15, I'm going right then. I got strategies and I'm really good at it at this point. I'm the best in the country probably at tracking down, or at least around here. But what I'm saying is I developed those ideas according to what the situation is and what the missing is. All missing ain't the same. And I've been trying to tell folks this for a long time. We are the ones that got to really go do the legwork, because if you go report it to the police, you got to wait a certain amount of time, or you got to go through a certain criteria before it can be critical, or they can look at it as, okay, something that we probably have to get involved in. They may pick and choose which situation they may get involved in to what degree. But when it come to me, if a mother called me, I don't have to go through those qualifications. If you come to me and say, yo, family member is missing, I'm on it. That's all I need to know. I'm going to ask you a few questions now. Trust me, I'm going to do some questioning now to make sure that I understand what level this missing ideal is on. But after that, I know how to do it depending on the strategy, depending on what type of missing it is. But I told the mother, relax from what I'm hearing. If we operate quickly, we can get her back within 24 hours. I already could measure from what the details of the situation was and the strategy that I was going to use. I already knew that we was going to get her back because it was early. We got it early before any major damage could take place. And this is why I try to tell people, stop waiting for somebody to come do it. Go and do it. Gather your family members. I'll teach you how to organize to do it. But some of these things nobody cares about. Nobody don't care about some of these things that when you talk about running away, when you talk about missing, you know what they care about, DJ Brother Z? The white van. I ain't been out here 15 years. I ain't seen a white van yet. But that's the commercialized idea. Y'all been watching Taken, you know. Y'all been watching too much Hollywood movies, okay? But in real life, in the hood, in the streets, it's several ways people go missing. The elderly go missing in a different way than the young folks go missing. All I'm saying is I look for it all, I do it all, and all we trying to do is bring them back home. And then if there needs to be resources added, we add the resources to the situation. And this is why I'm going to have to get my own stuff, DJ Brother Z. I'm seeing that I'm going to have to get my own facility to fill the needs. Because many times when I get these people back, then we have to rely on something else to try to help mitigate and resource it. And I'm not getting a high positive outcome from the turnaround from that. I'm getting a few positive ideas, but I may have to get my own just a facility just for everything I'm doing. Because then I can make sure and kind of oversee the process, because I think that may be needed. Because a family, the way that they went missing, you may not agree with. You may agree with, you know, an elderly person wandering off from maybe a facility. You know, maybe they were kept at a facility. They wonder, maybe you like that, or you may, look at the Amber Alert. You may look at that and say, okay, I like that. I ain't getting no Amber Alert on the phone. Half of the time, these young girls is running away or whatever that's going on with the human trafficking and the grooming. It don't get an Amber Alert. And grooming is one of the worst things that's going on when it comes to what's happening on the internet. They got these phones. Grooming is real. And grooming don't even have to happen on the internet. Some people being groomed by family members and close people that's, you know, from the church, from the school. Grooming can happen at any time. Some of it ain't online. So no matter what the missing is, all I'm trying to do is get them back. And I got the same energy. I use the same energy. I don't look at one missing situation higher than the other situation. I see it as they need their loved one back to the house by any means necessary. And that's what happened. That's what happened again, once again. And then folks got the nerve to call it and talk out of side of their face to me, but they don't talk out of side of their face to their electeds, to the elected officials that don't, you can't even call them. They ain't gonna even pick up the phone, but you got hot breath for Tory Lowe.
Damn.
You can smell it through the lines. You can smell it through the phone lines.
I smell dookie.
They polluting the airwaves with the hot breath. They ain't brushed their teeth, talking out the side of their face. to somebody that will risk they like to go help and find remedies and solutions for others. See, you got you off balance. What they say to what the women say, your pH balance is off. But we gonna keep working. We gonna keep working, Truth Nation. Hey, look, when we come back, we got to go over to Rufus King. It's a situation going on at Rufus King High School where a teacher has been charged with 4 counts and attorney B. Ivy Lamar is dealing with the situation. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got to stay right here in Milwaukee, Truth Nation. We got to stay right here in Milwaukee, Truth Nation. We got a situation, Truth Nation. Milwaukee Rufus King teacher accused of sexually harassing students. The teacher employed at Rufus King now faces a criminal investigation. Erica Erica Rinke is accused of sexually harassing student athletes. Police say students reported inappropriate conduct going back to the beginning of the school year. And this is not a young teacher. You know what I mean? This teacher got some years in. So how long has this been going on? Miss Freaky Deaky. How long has it been going on? Well, we got a news article, Fox 6 News article. Attorney B. Ivy Lamar working on this with some of the families of the students. They say multiple students at Rufus King reported what happened to a school resource officer. If you're watching, if we broadcast live on YouTube, we got video. Let's listen.
Is now criminally charged, but students tell police she's been harassing them for months. Our Abril Preciado live at Rufus King High School with the details investigators have uncovered. Abril?
Mary, police say the victims are student athletes that eventually opened up to a school resource officer.
We want our children to be safe no matter where they are, especially in school.
Rufus King High School parents say safety is top of mind after learning 40-year-old teacher Erica Alamang Rinke is charged with 4 counts of sexual misconduct by school staff or volunteer.
It's very concerning.
Police say students reported inappropriate conduct going back to the beginning of the school year. They approached a school resource officer with their concerns last week. Police say all the victims were student athletes. They said Alamang Rinke sent them explicit text messages, bought them gifts, tried to pressure them to share their location with her on their phones, offered to perform sexual acts, and touched on their legs and thighs.
I think that the young boys actually felt a lot of grief along the way and a lot of different emotional distress with regarding the conduct of the teacher.
B. Ivory Lamar is representing the families of the students.
The concerns of the appropriateness could have been brought to the administration and/or law enforcement well before now.
We reached out to Milwaukee Public Schools for comments. They sent us a letter that went out to parents.
We got an email that was very limited on what it would tell us. It just let us know that there was a situation in the school with a staff member and other students.
The letter says, we can share that the employee is not currently working in our building pending a full investigation.
Hey.
And we'll keep you updated with the latest developments on this story on air.
Erica Rinke. freaky reiki. That's all I'm saying. Doing things with the students, trying to get the location. Send me your location. Young black athletes. Out there trying to control the Mandingo Warrior. All I'm saying is, you know, I talk about this all the time, that thirst. Some of y'all listening to the radio, you know what I mean? Y'all got to keep your head on a swivel now. Y'all got to keep your head on a swivel. It's something about what they trying to do with these young people that's going above and beyond egregious. And, you know, you think of something going on out in these streets, it's right in the schools. It's right in the churches. It's right in these organizations. This stuff is happening. Now, I'll say this. She's just been charged. So a lot of you got to say alleged. You know, this is alleged. But I'm going to tell you right now, these boys, that when they're coming forward and talking and telling what happened and these families are speaking out, y'all got to open up your ears, because how they get in close, you know, some of the allegations, she offering money, buying stuff. You know, some of the teachers in the past, they had them, they was driving them around, you know. Hey, I'm going to drive you to practice. It was one lady we caught a couple years back, you know, one of the teachers that tried, Miss Freaky Deaky, tried to drive the student to the basketball practice and then tried to hop on them when she parked in the lot. You know, when you park to drop them off, she parked in the lot. And got hot on you. These young kids, you know, I'll tell you this. They know these kids coming from poverty backgrounds where, you know, you throw some money, you know, doing this and that, talking this and that. Predators know. That's why I say I go after the runaways too, because the predators know, okay, I got somebody that's in the impoverished area, disgruntled, and I can come in, groom them, and consume them. Tell them I'm going to take them out to get something to eat. Tell them I'm going to buy them something. Tell them I'm going to get them some money. You just can't tell nobody. It's a secret. We don't say nothing. Or, you know, don't say nothing or I can't buy you nothing. Okay. This is what it is. This is what's going down. So I'm going to keep everybody updated. Once B. Ivy Lamar makes his move to, you know, do a press conference or get all the information straight, y'all know how we get down. We're going to have B. Ivy Lamar, attorney B. Ivy Lamar, on the show to give us a bigger picture, a better picture of what's really happening then. And like I said, if we don't do it, it ain't going to get done. So salute to the team. Salute to the team that's out here fighting on these front lines. They ain't going to get away with it. They ain't going to get away with it. We out here. It's a new vibration out here. We ain't going to stand for it. Hey, look, when we come back, we're at a Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lanez.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snide. The Milwaukee Brewers getting back into the win column on Tuesday night out there in San Francisco, dominating the Giants by a final score of 11-3.
Fly ball, center field, deep, back at the track, gone! Christian Yelich, a grand slam!
With the win, the Brewers improving to 13-11 on their season. They are set for an 8:45 pitch tonight in San Francisco. Over to the NBA, despite 34 points from Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks fall to the Indiana Pacers in Game 2 by a final score of 123-115. The Bucks made a late comeback, but just fell short.
When we got to get a stop, we did not get a stop. Over anything else right now, we got to be able to get a stop on a call.
Game 3 is set for Friday in Milwaukee. The Bucks down 2-0 in that series. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go.
One-on-one, Saving the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. Tony Smith out on assignment. But I'll say this. It's a couple things that's going on that I want to discuss on the Pop Culture Report. But I really got to, you know, get into what's going on with Shannon Sharp, because now there is someone saying, a former person that he was actually in a relationship with, saying that she was sexually assaulted, abused, raped, and all of this. And I'll tell you this, it's getting messy, even to the point where Shannon Sharp came out and made and tried to address the issue. DJ Buzzy, see if we can get that Shannon Sharp audio up. Shannon Sharp even had to come out and say, hey, this is what's about to happen. Basically claiming his innocence. But once again, we didn't seen this rodeo before. And I'll say this. When I'm and the lawyer is janky. The lawyer that's coming against Shannon Sharp is certified jank. This Busby, he tried to do all the rich black entertainers. He tried to find something on Jay-Z, but he got that guy booted. A lot of his cases get tossed out. But I think this case with Shannon Sharp, they shooting out ideas where they say that they got him on audio talking to the girl about choking her and all this. But to me, DJ Brother Z, it sounds like, you know, I'm on mainstream radio, but it sounds like rough play. I'll say rough play to me a little bit, because she got text messages that they let out of her, you know, saying some strong stuff too. So this ain't like she in here in the game. I guess when somebody say stop, you got to stop. I don't know. Because she sounded like she was with it. And some of these alleged text messages that have been released from the Shannon Sharp side. And he's saying that this is blackmail in an attempt to falsely portray him as something that he's not. She's saying that she was assaulted, right? So where are the criminal charges at, DJ Brother Z? In my thought process, if this happened, right? Abuse. You got video. You got audio. Where the handcuffs? Where the police at? Why is y'all moving into the civil? Because the civil is not criminal. But I'll say this. People tried to warn Shannon Sharp. Because, you know, Shannon Sharp, big in podcasting world, big in the podcasting world. And he was just finna get a huge podcasting deal. He was in negotiations for a huge contract. Like they said, like $100 million. And now this is out here. And I guess we got some audio that they let out. Let's listen.
Gabby.
Well, you're coming to LA tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, I don't know why you want to go out.
Don't worry about it, Gabby.
Well, okay.
Okay, what?
Well, I'm not really interested in getting choked, so I guess we're going.
Yeah, I might choke you in public.
What?
Big black guy choked small white woman.
It's not a good look, Shannon.
Not a good look that you did what you did to me.
Okay, well.
Well, what?
I don't know. Anything I say, you're just going to, like, get mad at, and you're just going to hang up on me, so I feel like...
I'm not going to hang up on you. Here's what it is.
What? What does that even mean?
Nothing, Gabby. You want to be a bitch to me now, so...
I don't want to be... Don't manipulate me.
Oh, no, have mercy. If you said that one more time, I'm going to fucking choke the shit out of you when I see
what?
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey. Well, that's tough. He said it was edited, though. I can hear some pauses in it. I can hear somewhere it could have been sliced to make it sound like, and then you got a crooked attorney handing it out. So you know he said, let's use this, let's use that, and let's use this. I mean, you could tell that something happened with the conversation because you could hear like separate pauses, but the choking was definitely there. And I guess she did something to him. And so, but this is going out here. She won $50 million. They won $50 million. And Shannon Sharp came out just yesterday to address these allegations. Let's hear what Uncle Shay Shay got to say.
My family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media. The encounter in question took place during the day at her invitation, and now that appears to be a deliberate setup, coordinated by Gabby, also known as Carly, on OnlyFans. Gabby and Tony Busby want $50 million. What they're getting is sued for defamation and trying to take me down. My career is all about real talk and honesty. I know my family and fans know exactly what this is about. And I'm going to be out there telling you whatever I need to say, just like I always do. I love all you guys. Thanks.
All right. He's saying it's a shakedown. I'll say this. This sounds like a relationship toward the end. Toward the end. You know, when y'all about to break up and y'all keep going back and forth and y'all still trying to hold on that little bit. But it's toxic. This is what this sounds like. And
so we just going to ignore Monique warning.
You're right, so Monique did try to warn him, though. Monique came on the show. You're right, DJ Brothers. Monique tried to warn him. Let's listen what Monique had to say about messing with these young girls.
Let me tell you what my baby need. He need him an old fat gal who can bake good cakes, make some smothered turkey wings, who gonna rub his feet at the nighttime, okay, and gonna have a sip of his cognac to make him feel better about himself when he come home at night. That's what Shannon need. You don't need no 26-year-old girl. You don't need no 36-year-old girl. This is your auntie talking to you. Take your old, get your old out there that can love you old. You're trying to hang out with these young. And you can't do it, Shannon. You just can't do it. Dang. When they want you to go for a fourth round, you're looking at her like, listen, I need you want some money to go to Starbucks?
Yeah,
because I can't go no further. But if you get your older girl, when you get to that fourth round, she's going to say, hold on. Hold on. Let me go get you some eggs and cheese and some toast with apple butter because that's going to get your energy back up. I'm talking right to you. Hey. He was doing, I was going to be scared. To say, yes, I'm talking. And I know an old gal. She'd be good to you. Her name is Eladora.
Hey. She was trying to warn him. And a lot of these older rich people, you know, people want these young girls, want to relive their youth, you know. But like I said, I mean, she tried to tell him. She tried to tell him. But we're going to keep everybody up to date on this. It's just coming out. I don't know if he's going to lose his situation with ESPN over this. I haven't heard ESPN respond to this. I think Stephen A. responded to this because Stephen A. brought him over to ESPN after he left Skip. And you know Skip got a lawsuit. You know what? You know what? I want to know how long they going to talk about Shannon Sharp because you don't even talk about Skip no more. The lady came out about Skip and it came and it went. Now we got Shannon Sharp on the front page with something like, how long they going to talk about Shannon Sharp? Because y'all done forgot about Skip. And what about the Abercrombie and Fitch CEO? Y'all don't talk about him. I think he's still in court. I think that they trying to say he incompetent. They're trying to say he incompetent or something. So here we go. I want to see how long they going to do this. I want to see how long y'all going to put Shannon Sharp on Front Street. Because he got a right to fight it like everybody else. And if he did it, if he did do this, if it's something that he did, he need to go up under the jail to me. They trying to hit him in his pocket. I'm trying to find out where the handcuffs at. Because if you got raped, you got a video. He said he was choking on you. I mean, if you got it all like that, where's the police at? So to me, it sounds like, she just, they broke up. They was into some wild stuff, DJ Brother Z. And she said enough, and he wanted to keep it going, and they broke up, and she left out the dough, got some audio. And then, how you making $100 million, you on top, and you letting somebody walk away with the tape? Like, you know it's a tape. He know how long the tape is. She got the tape. He's saying it's 10 minutes. He's saying that the lawyer, Busby, going to release a 30-second clip of a 10-minute tape. So how you let somebody walk out the door with a, with a 10-minute tape? Hey, I guess it happened. I think a while back, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, somebody came and took one of their tapes. They was trying to tell people it was somebody had got a hold of a tape. But no, I don't think no. All right, let me say this. The Kardashians that made these sex tapes, they made them famous. They made them famous. Now, if she got a copy of the tape and they using it as evidence, who taped the tape? I mean, if he knew it was 10 minutes, was it a consenting tape? Who filmed it?
Probably Shannon's freaky ass.
That's what I'm saying. And didn't he just get on Instagram live? Michelle. So he was moving sloppy. It sounded like Uncle Shay Shay was moving sloppy. And it probably from hitting that cognac. I don't know.
Bruh.
Because he sipped that. He got his own, you know, I think it's cognac. But what I'm saying is, okay, you in this type of space. And you know you got to be careful.
He should have just listened to Monique.
He should have just listened to Monique. You right, DJ Buzzy. What do you, I mean, hey, I don't think he could have, the way he was moving and the way he was talking on that phone, I don't think he was listening to nobody at that point. And some people are aggressive. They like, you know, it's aggressive, you know, aggressive play. I don't know. But if he did do it, if it's true, then whatever. But if she lying, then they need to get her.
Gotta stop messing with them snow bunnies.
Hey, you know, Dr. Umar, I think Dr. Umar chimed in. See what Dr. Umar had to say. DJ Buzzy. Dr. Umar, he said we got it. He with Shannon Sharp. He with Shannon Sharp. But he got to stop bunny hopping. For him to really take up for him, he got to promise he's going to stop bunny hopping. But I don't think nothing Dr. Umar could do, because this is in court. This is in litigation. And I'll tell you this, once you get in the courtroom, unless you got lawyers around you, thank God I got attorneys around me. Thank God I got attorneys around me, and I use my attorneys around me to help the community. I use my attorney leverage to help people in need in the community, civil and human rights. Okay. But I don't know. When we come back, I want to talk about the Bucks' loss yesterday too, DJ Brother Z. Bucks in the playoffs, they lost. Down two games, coming back to Milwaukee. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ups was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't getting checks. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. Well, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. I'll tell you this. The Bucks. We trying to send the energy. Truth Nation been trying to send the positive energy up to Indiana. But, man, we probably got to wait till they get back to the crib. Because they done went down 0-2 versus the Pacers. And I'll tell you this, Dame came back. Dame, he couldn't do much. He just came off a serious, you know, missed over a month with blood clots. So I didn't know how effective he was going to be. But, you know, he was able to control the ball and the tempo a little bit. He wasn't a huge scoring factor. But I want to say this about Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma, what is he doing? I don't want to pick on nobody, but what did we bring Kuzma here for? I'm just saying, DJ Brother Z, Kuzma.
I knew nothing about him before he came.
The production, you know, like, they got Giannis out there fighting for his life in the playoffs. And they was trying to make a comeback, but then they kind of fell short. But once again, man, I mean, you know, I can't even say nothing about Dame's performance, because Dame got out there probably a little bit earlier. We thought probably we could probably handle Indiana a little bit and try to wait. But now it seems like we got to throw Dame in the mix. So he had to go in there and do what he could. But where the role players at, man?
Damn.
Defense lacking in, I mean, Kuzma, man, he ain't got 20 points a night in the playoffs. He ain't got, you know what I mean? He can't step it up. He came all the way from, you know what I mean?
12 points is pretty good.
No, not for what, you know, Not in the playoffs. Not in the playoffs. We need somebody to come in with that 20, with that 25 to go with Giannis, 30-something. Giannis is balling out hard as he can. He needs somebody to come in and balance that out. I ain't seeing it. You need that extra. Somebody, and you got to step it all the way up. Somebody got to take on 25 points.
Bobby had 28.
No, I'm talking about as far as like those young cats. Bobby is an enforcer. Bobby going to get his 20. Bobby going to get it. Bobby going to put in that work. When you look at the Bucks, you don't look at Bobby as the second scorer. You look at Giannis, Dame. You got some young cats. They added Kuzma to the lineup. All I'm saying is, okay, at the end of the day, this is playoff time. We ain't trying to get average points. We trying to go above average. And we need some bench people to come and step up. And I'm going to tell you this. Bobby, he's the enforcer. To me, when I think about Bobby Portis, that's our Draymond, you know. That's our enforcer. Bobby ain't going to let nothing slide. He doing his thing. But when you got, people on the other side contributing, where they all kind of, you got to match the energy. And I don't see the match. That's all I'm saying. I don't see nobody trying to match that energy up in Indiana. And I don't think that they that much better than the Bucks. I don't. I don't think Indiana is that much of a better team than the Bucks. I think they play a little bit more better team ball and defense. Somebody in the chat said Drew Holiday was a bad trade. Other than Porter and Portis, I don't know. That's what Sincere saying in the chat. Sincere says Kuzma's trash. They also going to say, is it the Bucks defense that have zone, or is the Pacers that good? They making them look that good. Hopefully we can get a better turnout when we get to the crib. We're going to try to get a better turnout. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.